From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello once again and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Gospel program. I'm delighted that you're joining with us, and I trust that you'll stay tuned for the next 15 minutes. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend Ivan Foster. He's coming to bring the Lord's message. Also, he's letting us hear another excerpt from the testimony of Mrs. Pat Johnson. But before that, we're going to listen to some words in song. So, do listen in and hear the message as it's coming in a few moments after this message in song.
Trust that the Lord will meet with us and bless us as we gather together around the Word of God. We'll be playing an extract from the testimony of Mrs. Pat Johnson in just a moment or two. And of course, as you know, you can have the full tape of Mrs. Johnson's testimony by just contacting us. You'll be given information at the end of the program how you can do that. So, do have a pencil and paper handy just to take down those details. We will also be continuing our study in the best known words in the Bible. I'm referring, of course, to what is commonly called the Lord's Prayer. So, you stay with us for the next 15 minutes. I know that you will enjoy what it is that we have for you. Let's hear another extract from Pat Johnson's testimony. She's telling us how she met Bertie, who was to be her future husband. And she can raise a laugh about that. Here's Pat.
I started into a nursing career, and then one weekend I came home, and I was just in our own village, and I came across Bertie. Wasn't that a great day? I often wonder. Just in a local supermarket, and we fell into conversation. Now I knew him, I knew his background, I knew a wee bit about him. We arranged to go out that particular evening. Bertie was a bit dilatory about getting round to it, a bit slow. He's not as slow today, let me tell you. But those days he was a bit more backward and shy, and I really suppose he didn't expect me to say yes, because he knew the type of background that I came from. I don't really expect that he thought I'd come out with him. But I gave him a bit of a shock, because I wanted to see this particular picture that he was taking me to, and it was a free night, so why not go? I didn't tell my mother, of course, that I was going out with him, but whether it's good news or bad news travels fast, this news travelled home sooner than I expected. It was laid down clearly what I was to do, that I was to forget about it now, before hearts were broken and before any problems set in. But you know, when you're in your 20s, you can only see stars and romance. And Bertie must have been a terrific romantic person. But I couldn't see any problem. And I couldn't see the things my mother saw.
If you have your Bible, please turn now to Matthew chapter 6. We'll continue our study of the Lord's Prayer. We were mentioning last week how that there is a qualification required if we are to really pray. and it's contained in the very opening phrase of the prayer. Verse 9 says, our Father, unless we belong to the Lord, unless we are part of His family, we cannot consider ourselves to be eligible to call upon God in prayer. We cannot address God as our Father unless we have been born into His family. You will recall we looked at John chapter 8 and the verse 44, where the Savior spoke of those who were religious leaders and who were men of great prominence in the church of His day. And He called them children of the devil. Most people think, you know, that they are children of God. They go to church. That makes them a Christian. As a man wisely said one day, you can go into a garage and not become a car. And you can go to church and you can fill your mouth with religious utterances. But that doesn't make you a Christian. And you can even call God your Father. But that does not make Him your Father. You must be born into that relationship. And it's not a natural birth. You are born into a relationship with your earthly father by an earthly birth. If you're to be born into a relationship with God so that He becomes your heavenly Father, your spiritual Father, then you need a spiritual birth. That's what Christ was referring to in John chapter 3. Except ye be born again, He said to Nicodemus, who was a religious man, who was a ruler. He would be termed today a bishop, a moderator, a high official in the church. But the Lord Jesus said, except you're born again, you'll never enter heaven. And we have no right to call God our Father unless we're born again of His heavenly Spirit, unless we have been converted. Now let's notice how this opening phrase continues. Our Father, which art in heaven. Here's the place to which we address our prayers. That's very important, is it not? Oh, I tell you, some prayers don't go any higher than the ceiling. But those who really pray are in communion with heaven. They are in communion with that place which is their true home. Their true home. There's a little chorus we sometimes sing, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. The prodigal son left his father's house and went to the far country, but that wasn't his home. That wasn't his home. Home is where your father dwells. And if you're born again, if you're a true Christian, your father dwells in heaven, and heaven is therefore our home. And in prayer, what we're doing is sending a request to home. We are communing with home. We're keeping in touch with home. Oh, how wonderful it is to have a home to which we can turn in our time of trouble. Praise God, there is in our Father's house all that we need. The prodigal son was starving in the far country, famished in the far country. And he remembered his home. He says, in my Father's house, even the servants have bread enough and to spare. And yet I famish. And so he returned home. And praise God, home is where our every need is supplied. And when the Christian prays, they're coming to their heavenly Father that He might supply their every need. There's many as a student, many a young person away from home, beginning a career. Somehow or other, the money quite never stretches to all the necessities. And there's many as an appeal comes home. I need a bit of help. Well, we have a home, dear Christian, to which we can turn, and a heavenly Father who is all love and sympathy for His children, and we can turn to Him with our every need. He has said to us, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will answer you. In prayer, we must make preparation before entering upon the presence of God. This is what prayer is. We're coming before God, our Father which art in heaven. Prayer, and we don't want to be too flippant about this. In fact, we don't want to be flippant at all. But prayer is a visit to heaven. Yes, prayer is a visit to heaven. We commune with heaven in prayer. And, therefore, we must take preparation before entering upon the presence of God. Let me read to you what we have in Hebrews and the chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. Let's read from verse 19 of that chapter. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. You need preparation. You need your heart prepared. You need it cleansed in the precious blood. We need our mind prepared. You can't just enter the presence of God with your head filled with worldly considerations and thoughts. You cannot pray motivated by an earthly desire. Listen to these words. We're reading from 1 John chapter 5 and the verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Oh, I have got to become familiar with God's will. I've got to be yielded to God's will. I've got to be absolutely ruled by God's will before I can hope to have my prayers answered. When I am governed by the will of God, then I pray back God's will to him. One final point. Our program is almost over. If in prayer we visit the very presence of God, then praying should leave us marked. There should be evidence to be seen in us that we have been with God. When Moses came down from the mount, we read that his countenance shone. It is said of the early disciples that even their enemies noted that they had been with Jesus. Oh, there's a mark upon your life when you have been in fellowship and communion with God. Oh, give consideration to these things that we have said. Make sure that you're part of God's family. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.